Johnny's not playing with the ball.
No, play?
Not right now. I guess he doesn't want to.
Every week after preschool, Jack walks here to the National Zoo to watch the elephants.
They like to play outside just like Jack does.
Jack's nanny, Kim Hazelton, doesn't know what they'll do if a government shutdown closes the zoo.
I'm sure that it would be a total disaster every single day. That's the first thing that he asks for, is he wants to come and see the animals.
Should the shutdown occur, none of these people would be seen along the sidewalk here at the zoo. Only essential zookeepers would be allowed in to feed and take care of the animals.
This is a white sheep gibbon. Her name is Monika.
The National Zoo is part of the world's largest museum complex, the Smithsonian Institution, which is funded by the government. Entry is free, but the Smithsonian relies on concessions for extra money. And they, and the museums, would be closed during a shutdown. The Smithsonian's Linda Thomas.
It will be very tough for visitors, particularly ones who have to, who don't check in advance and just come and see a sign on a door.
Like the shutdown in the mid-1990s, work would continue on national security, air traffic control, food safety, in banking, and prisons. But no visa or passport applications would be processed. There would be no new clinical research. The national parks would close, and millions of tourists would be shut out. The nation is still recovering from budget cuts called sequestration, when half of all government employees were furloughed for up to 6 days. Stephen Fuller directs the Center for Regional Analysis at George Mason University. He says a shutdown would have an added effect on the economy.
The debt ceiling. What are they going to do about that? And whether the sequester will continue into next year. And then you put right in the middle of that, we're going to shut government down too. Altogether, this becomes very impactful.
Congress could push to the deadline final action to fund the government after midnight October 1st. The Republican-led House of Representatives is seeking a way to defund President Obama's health care reform, which has set up a standoff with the government majority in the Senate.
Well, so many of them are so dumb.
Francoise Porch from California doesn't have faith in the legislators.
And we want to show the world how to run a democracy? Excuse me, you know, elect some smarter people.
Fuller says the threat of a shutdown already is slowing the economy because consumers are hesitant to buy, too worried that they might not have a job to go to on October 1st. In Washington, Carolyn Presutti, VOA News.